everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
She is a best-selling author, artist, a Bible teacher, lay minister, happily married wife, animal lover, choral singer, and yes, baseball fan too. So how did my next guest get to where she is today from where she was, having suffered the devastation of divorce, infertility, depression, and an anger at God that begged the question, why? Why her? Why the dreams? And what does any of it and all of it mean? Come to the Garden, now Amazon's number one hit in the allegory and classics category, and based on true events, explores what its author has never before shared until now. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to Testimony, a great joy indeed, Jennifer Wilder Morgan. Jennifer, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you so much, Jensine, for having me. Thrilled.
Well, it is great to have you. I have been loving your book. Before we get to all of this, which I want to let our listeners know, it has also been beautifully narrated by Emmy Award winner and Today Show host, Kathy Lee Gifford. Jennifer, yes. How special has it been to have powerhouses like Kathy Lee in the entertainment industry come alongside to make your dream a reality?
You know, it is all God. I have to say, it has just been just a series of little miracles along the way. And when I heard from Kathy, she loved the story, and it was so emotional to be in her home studio. I went to her home while she narrated the book, and she narrated it with the same love and passion for God that I had when I wrote it. I couldn't have had a better partner in this.
Well, she has a heart. She is a household name. I don't know of anyone that does not know or love Kathy Lee. And when I saw the two of you on a video talking about your book, it really drew me in. I said, I need to know more. We missed each other at the NRB, but God's yes. timing is always perfect. So, question, why was it important for you to make this book, your experiences, into allegory form with Margaret as the angel in your garden? Does Margaret represent God's Holy Spirit that is always speaking to us in that, quote, still, small voice? Can you explain?
Yes. Yes, you know, I had this tug on my heart to write this book, and it was definitely a calling, and I was a little reluctant. I mean, I could hear God asking me to tell my story and to tell how He has been speaking to me throughout my life and through my life experiences, but, you know, they're very personal, and to put them out there was a little scary, but writing a book had never been on my radar, so I was a little bit befuddled. Well, how does one write a book and keep it organized? And as I struggled with that, I had a dream, and I heard three words in the dream, use an angel. And I woke up, and I thought, that's my answer. So I came up with this angel named Margaret, and once I got her involved, the book just almost wrote itself. I mean, Margaret definitely is the wisdom of heaven, the Holy Spirit, and she helped organize my story by taking me through a journey. She provided a safe place for me to tell my story, to tell my personal things, to be vulnerable, to sit in the garden with her. I had actually done that for patients in the hospital. I was a lay minister here at Methodist Hospital. Mm-hmm. And I would go in to a room and just listen and provide a safe environment and a non-judgmental environment for people to tell me their stories. And I would see how in that kind of a safe environment, people would just share the most beautiful stories and their own encounters with God. So that's what Margaret did for me in my telling of my story in Come to the Garden. You know, I truly enjoyed these conversations with Margaret. And, you know, when I finished writing the book, I was really sad.
There goes Margaret.
We're gonna have to bring her back.
I love that. I love that. And plus, if anything goes wrong, you can blame Margaret, right?
That's right.
Okay, I want to get to a couple other questions. You talk about, which surprised me a little bit, but thrilled me at the same time, speaking with other tongues, God's yes. heavenly language for all of us. As believers, Jennifer, why, in your view, is this important? It is barely talked about in churches today. And how has this gift, as you term it, helped you in your own walk with Christ?
You know, it was my very first gift of the Spirit when I was 14 years old, and I knelt by the bedside and prayed, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart. It was these words just came spilling out of me from another language. It surprised me, but from that point forward, for me, it is undeniable, unquestionable proof of the existence of the Holy Spirit. And I have always held on to that wonderful truth. And for me, I use it in prayer, especially when I don't know what to pray for, because Scripture tells us that the Spirit knows the groans of our hearts and knows how to pray when we don't. And I rely on that, and I have complete peace that if I don't know how to pray for somebody or I don't quite know what to pray for, I use that. And I wish more people would talk about it. And it's funny because you're right, it isn't talked about. A lot of people kind of squirm when they hear about it. But I will tell you that people who have read my book will come up to me and whisper, you know, I have that same gift too. I just never talk about it.
I know. It's like it's taboo.
But it's not scary. It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, Jennifer. Well, I speak in tongues myself for the whole entire world to now know, and unashamedly so, and it does give you the power. God says He will give us power to become sons of God. He doesn't leave us without any tools. He doesn't leave us without angels to watch over us, does He, Jennifer? And in your book, Margaret is with you the whole entire way through some of your most devastating experiences, one that I want to touch on now. Mm-hmm. You were diagnosed as being infertile for mm-hmm. a reason that I can't recount right at this moment, but that being said, God began to give you dreams of others having babies. Now, why would God do that? In your view, why did He do it, and what was the reason for it?
Well, I think that, well, first of all, I went through that infertility, and they never even found a reason. It just wasn't happening. And it was so devastating. And yes, I started dreaming and having dreams of friends or cousins or even my sister, with the knowledge they were pregnant before it was ever announced to anyone. And I thought my first thought was, oh, that's so cruel. But really what God was trying to tell me was He was there in my pain, and He was also teaching me that I needed to pay attention to my dreams, because that is how He speaks to me. It's mm-hmm. one of the primary ones. Ways that He's been speaking to me for my whole life. And as I began, because I had shut Him out of my life when I was going through this experience, I was hurt, deeply hurt, and I was angry with God because of this infertility, because being a mom was my only dream for my life. That was my only plan.
Right.
And so I had shut God out, and He came back into my dreams. And he gave me this knowledge, and it was like He was saying, I'm still here, Jennifer. I want you to listen to me. I have important things to tell you. And sure enough, as I started listening to God again, He did and has continued to bring me some really powerful messages in my dreams.
Amen and amen. You know, I'm reminded of that scripture, Jennifer. I can't think of where it is right now, but blessed is the barren woman, because she actually has more children than the one that is not. And I would attest that to spiritual children. That there's something that happens when God may remove something from our life that He may give to others. And I felt and feel in reading your book and just personally that that can be a deeper, closer, and intimate relationship with Him, because where else will you go? You're either going to get closer to God and get better, or you're going to move away from Him and get bitter. And you were there, but Jennifer, you came back. So I think your book is a really important read. I think there are a lot of Christians out there who have been hurt by the church. They've been hurt by other Christians. They are wanting answers from God as to why, God, why they're not getting those answers. But in your book and in your dreams, God came to you and gently and lovingly said, "This is why, my daughter." And it just sounded in the reading of your book, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to author Jennifer Wilder Morgan, Amazon's best-selling Come to the Garden, a novel inspired by her true events. Jennifer, in our remaining moments, what do you want the reader to take away from your book? What is your ultimate goal and hope?
My ultimate goal and hope, even the title of the book itself is an invitation. Come to the garden, where, you know, our stories all started in the garden with God. We had a perfect, intimate relationship with Him before the fall from grace. And He is inviting us back in to His perfect, intimate relationship. And kind of like what I'd like to see is people developing that intimate, deep relationship, like snuggle up on the couch next to God so He can whisper into your ear how much He loves you, that kind of relationship. I want people to know how very much they're loved. And I also want to encourage people that what we receive from God must flow out of us. That's how we were designed. And, you know, we all receive something from God, whether it's encouragement or comfort or hope or healing. And by sharing our stories, they become His story, and He uses our stories to bring hope and healing to others.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Jennifer Wilder Morgan, best-selling author of Come to the Garden, with audible narration by Emmy Award winner and Today Show host, Kathy Lee Gifford, a novel based on true events, done in allegory style, and soon to be cinematic stage and film extravaganza. You can learn more about Jennifer's heartwarming book and events by going to cometothegardenbook.com and be a part of discovering your own intimate relationship with God, as Jennifer discovered and now shares with all of us. Jennifer, it has been an absolute joy speaking with you today to hear your passion, compassion, and belief in a Savior that never fails us, no matter the trials, disappointments, and devastations of life. You've lived it, you know, and now yours, Jennifer, is that beautiful garden for all of us to see. And may I add, a fragrance that remains in the hearts and souls of those who will hear, see, and believe. Thank you, Jennifer, and God bless you.
Thank you, Jensen, so much. God bless you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensen Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensenebard.com. That's one word, jensenebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensen Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.